The news this morning from Continental Airlines is that it made $233 million in the recent quarter. Quite a turnaround, considering that it had lost just about that much this time last year. Continental's not the only U.S. airline enjoying profits, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Fact number one. Travelers are now paying about 20% more for airplane tickets than they would have paid a year ago. Fact number two, the number of passengers, especially business passengers who often pay higher fares, is increasing. Dave Castlevetter is with the Air Transport Association, an industry trade group.
We're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we have been faced with challenges like none other.
The industry was clobbered after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. Then the global economy soured and people stopped traveling. Fuel prices climbed to record levels. The airlines had to cut costs. They reduced the number of flights and slashed payrolls. They began adding fees for things like food and luggage. Some airlines, like Delta and Northwest, even merged. Now, says industry analyst Richard Abulafia of the Teal Group, the airlines are in the driver's seat.
The one thing you want is, when numbers come roaring back as they are now, is that seats are at a premium because you've cut so many of them, and therefore you have more pricing power and your profits go up.
This week, Delta Airlines reported its largest quarterly profit in more than a decade. United and U.S. Airways posted their first profits since 2007. Some airlines are now beginning to order new planes and rehire workers. But Abulafia says airlines will be very careful not to add too many new flights too quickly.
They're going to be pretty reluctant to add a whole lot of capacity. That means that things are only going to get a little tighter for the consumer, a little more expensive.
So they may have to book early and shop more carefully. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.